You're now live, it says. And we say hello to everyone on Facebook and on, well, I'm not sure where we are today. We're definitely on Facebook, possibly on Twitch and Twitter, and we're here. Hello, Angelica.
That's the main thing, isn't it? We're here.
It hello, is. We're good. So, welcome to the show. And this is Ask Angelica. Practical German for November, part deux, part zwei. Season 5, episode 20. Angelica, would you like to explain what we're looking at today?
Actually, if you wanted to say it in German, that would be zweiter Teil.
Zweiter Teil.
Zweiter Teil, yes. We divided this one into two parts, and last week, because actually, there are a couple of sort of public holidays, church holidays, in November, and so last week we looked at three. We looked at, and I've written it down. No, I haven't. Okay, All Saints Day, so aller Heiligen, All Souls Day, aller Seelen, and Martinstag, which is St. Martin's Day on the 11th of November. And we're going to carry on with that with another 3 days that are happening over the next 2 weeks, and one that sometimes is in November, sometime in December. And this year, actually, it is in December and not November. But it varies from year to year.
Okay, let's go back here. And we're going to take down the card because you know you're watching Ask Angelica. And if you're listening on Royston Radio, welcome. Right, so I'm going to take the card off. Now, the way that this works is that Angelica's put together quite a number of sentences today. We've got a lot of sentences, and I'm going to read them in German. Angelica will correct my pronunciation. You can read them along with me, if you like. We can't hear you, and we won't be correcting your mistakes, but Angelica will read them perfectly at the end of this broadcast. So, let's start with the first phrase, which is in German. I'm going to read it, and then Angelica will correct me, and then we'll do the translation. Phrase one. Die Volkstauung. Oh, I don't read these in advance. Der Volkstautag ist ein stattlicher Feiertag am vorletzten Sonntag vor dem ersten Advent.
Der Volkstrauertag. You didn't see the R there, but that's all right. Der Volkstrauertag ist ein staatlicher Feiertag am vorletzten Sonntag vor dem ersten Advent.
Oh, we're on Esther now. Last time we did it, it was Esther, wasn't it?
Was different type. I can't remember the exact sentences, but if it was Esther, then it would have been a different type of sentence.
Okay. Right, der Volkstrauertag. Tag, okay. People's Strauer. Was bedeutet Strauer?
Well, no, it's not Trauer. The S is there to combine those two words so that you can pronounce it as one word. So you've got Volk, you've got Trauer and Tag, and the S is purely there so that you can actually pronounce it as one word. Otherwise, you're taking a breather. Okay. And then that would make it two words, and it isn't, it's one word. So if you had it as two, it'd be Volk, Trauertag. The S means you can say it Volkstrauertag. Trauern is to mourn.
Right. So the people, literally the people's mourning day, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, which is Remembrance Day.
It is Remembrance Day, or it can also be translated as a national day of mourning. I have used Remembrance Day in the translation, but Remembrance Day, when you're talking to English people about Remembrance Day, they automatically think of the 11th of November.
True.
Yeah, whereas in Germany, this is on a different date. So, but it is a national day of mourning.
Right. So Remembrance Day is a state holiday.
Yeah, stately or a public holiday.
Yeah, on the last Sunday before Advent.
It's not the last Sunday before Advent. That would have been Am Letzten Sonntag.
Letzten before the first of Advent.
It's not the last. It says vorletzten rather than letzten. If it was the last Sunday before the first of Advent, then it would have been Am Letzten Sonntag vor dem ersten Advent.
Okay.
So what's the vorletzten?
The Sunday before.
Yeah.
Right. So the Sunday before the first day of Advent.
No, the Sunday before the first, last Sunday before. The penultimate Sunday.
So it's two Sundays before.
Or two Sundays before, yes.
Right, okay. Got my head around that. So the translation, which we've worked on, Angela got it right first time, of course. Remembrance Day, National Day of Mourning, is a public holiday on the penultimate Sunday before first Advent.
Which is this coming Sunday. So there's 2 weeks until the first of Advent.
Okay. Let's do. Er wird die Soldaten gedacht, die in Kriegen oder Konflikten gestorben sind.
And I've just noticed a spelling mistake on my account. You read it correctly, but it should have been S. Es wird an die Soldaten gedacht, die in Kriegen oder Konflikten gestorben sind.
Right. It is to remember soldiers who were injured, soldiers in the war or conflicts.
Yeah, those who died.
Those who died.
Yeah, it is like Armistice Day or Remembrance Sunday. Yeah, they're thinking of all the soldiers that died in wars or conflicts, and it also started originally after World War One.
If you're watching us live, I want to say thank you. If you want to comment, please do. If you're watching on Twitter, thank you. Right, it commemorates the soldiers who have died in wars or conflicts. Press 3. Bus und Betag ist immer einem Mittwoch. I've lost Angelica. Hopefully Angelica will come back. This is the thing about live broadcasting. Occasionally you get a glitch. Hopefully Angelica will be back in a moment. I don't know quite what happened there. Hopefully computer's okay and the internet's okay, but I'm just waiting for Angelica to return because how can I translate these and get my pronunciation corrected? Anyway, whilst I'm blubbing for Britain, I want to say hello to Freya and to Lovely Days, and thank you for joining us live. And I'm just gonna say hello to Angelica on Messenger. If she's got Messenger open, of course, this is always a possibility. Oh, Angelica's on her way back. She's trying to get a camera. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. We're back.
No okay. Idea what happened there.
No, you just disappeared.
I just heard, oh no, we've lost Angelica. And I thought, actually, I'm still here.
No, you weren't. You disappeared. Okay. Right, so reading phrase 3 then. Bus und Betag ist immer an einem Mittwoch.
Okay, so it's not bus. It's got nothing to do with a bus. Bus und Betag ist immer an einem Mittwoch.
Okay, now I've got to say I have no idea what Bus und Betag ist.
Okay, so the first bit is the reason why there is a hyphen after Bus. Because technically speaking, it should have been Bus Tag und Betag.
Okay. But
that's not very, very, very nice to easy to say. So when both nouns end with the same bit, we can put a hyphen there. So, and therefore it's as one. So Bus und Betag. Right. Buße is the repentance. And beten is to pray.
Okay, so repentance and prayers are always on a Wednesday.
Not quite. This is one particular day, which is, I think it could be translated as Repentance Day. And it's always on a Wednesday, but because we've got the dots there, that's only half the sentence. I wanted to make sure you can fit it on your screen.
Thank you.
So it's on a Wednesday, not every Wednesday.
Not every Wednesday. So the translation is, Repentance Day is always on a Wednesday. Das ist Fog.
And the next
week. Ich habe gesagt, das is on a Wednesday.
Yeah, but it's not on every Wednesday because the next bit now tells you which Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. Yeah. Okay, phrase four. Und elf Tage vor dem ersten Advent.
That's it. So, und elf Tage vor dem ersten Advent.
Right. So, it is on a Wednesday, but it is 11 days before the first Advent.
Yeah, which is this coming Wednesday.
Right. Okay. This is confusing. 11 days before the first of Advent. Confirmed. Okay. Phrase five. Ist ein Tag der Besinnung für. It's scrolling on my screen. Evangelischer Christen.
Oh, this is weird because I see the whole sentence.
I don't. My font size was different to yours.
All right. Er ist ein Tag der Besinnung für evangelische Christen. Well done. That was a good attempt you did there. Because it's probably a completely new word you haven't heard before.
Yeah. Besinnung.
Reflection.
It is a day of reflections for evangelical Christians.
Protestant Christians.
Protestant Christians.
Yeah.
Evangelical. So evangelisch is Protestant.
Yeah. So you've got katholisch, die katholische Kirche und die evangelische Kirche. So katholische Kirche is the Catholic Church, evangelische Kirche is the Protestant Church.
And
Großer Betag used to be a proper holiday, but it isn't anymore. Although it may be in one of the German states, but I'm not too sure.
Okay, and we say hello to Barry, who's joined us. Thank you, Barry, and thank you for the like. It's a day of reflection for Protestant Christians. Okay, I'm looking forward to Angelica reading it out. Then it makes more sense. Phrase six. Toten Sonntag ist am letzten Sonntag vor Advent.
Yeah, der Toten Sonntag ist am letzten Sonntag vor Advent.
Right, Tod is dead.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it wrong. Sonntag is Sunday. Okay. So, Remembrance Sunday?
No.
Could you help me?
This is if you were literally translating it, it would have been Dead Sunday. It's the Sunday of the Dead. There will be an explanation in not the next sentence, but the one after.
Right. Is on the last Sunday before Advent.
Yeah.
So, the translation is? The Sunday of the Dead is the last Sunday before Advent.
Advent, yeah.
Okay. Do we have an equivalent here in England?
I'm not sure whether there is a special day. I know there is something that our churches do as well, but I can't remember now whether there is a name for it, but it may even be the same Sunday.
Right. First of all,
and by the way, I don't know whether you've seen it, but I can see on my screen that Freya said hello.
Oh, just a minute. Let me remove that.
So, hello, Freya.
We can say hello back. Hello, Freya. Right. Okay. I'll put that on for a second. Okay. Hello, Freya. And we're going to go on to the next one, which is, I'm just trying to find my place. Okay. So hide that. And bring in phrase seven. Wird auch auf Ewigkeitssonntag genannt.
Wird auch oft Ewigkeitssonntag genannt, yeah.
It's also often known as something Sunday.
Ewigkeit is eternity.
Eternity?
Mm-hmm.
So eternal Sunday.
Eternity Sunday.
Eternity Sunday. Okay.
But we haven't got a Sunday which is called Eternity Sunday in English.
No. Phrase 8. Es ist ein Tag zur Erinnerung an die Verstorbenen.
Yeah. Es ist ein Tag zur Erinnerung an die Verstorbenen.
It is a day to remember the dead.
Yeah, and that's the people who have died. And I know we do that. And who have died during the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there is a day here as well where the churches read out. It may well be the same Sunday, actually. Where they read out the names, or that you can have the names read of people close to you who died during the year.
First saying hello again. So we've got two hellos from first. Twice, we've got two. And the translation of phrase 7 is, phrase 8, sorry. This is a day to remember the people who have died. Phrase 9. Die Daten der Adventsantage wechseln vor. Just a minute. I'm going to give in.
Well, you're not the only one, because that's another spelling mistake I made.
No, okay.
It should be fun. Me. You haven't done anything wrong. It's me. Fun ja zu ja.
No worries. Die der Daten Adventsantage wechseln vor Jahr zu Jahr. Von Jahr.
Yeah. That's my mistake. Die Daten der Adventssonntage wechseln von Jahr zu Jahr.
The date of Advent Sunday varies from year to year.
Yeah, well, they change from year to year. And I know why I made the mistake, because I changed that sentence so many times that I then missed out the last letter.
Yes, you're trying to make everything fit. I know.
I know.
So the dates of Advent Sunday change from year to year. Christian. Der vierte Adventssonntag ist spätestens der 24. Dezember.
Mm-hmm. This is really now. It's this time. Der vierte Adventssonntag ist spätestens der 24. Dezember. Now, if I'd written am, then it would have been am 24.
Freya, help.
Because the ordinal numbers in German, they're easy to write, because you just write a dot and you don't have to worry about st, th or whatever it is. But how you read it depends on two things: a, the gender of the noun that follows it, and b, the case.
Okay.
And we've got four of them, so it sometimes it's 24, sometimes 24. It could even be 24. All depends on the context of the sentence.
Okay. The fourth Advent Sunday is at the latest on the 24th December.
Yeah.
Good to Freya. And Freya is saying, sorry for I'm just learning all the time, Freya. I'm learning all the time. Thank you. Okay, so confirmation of that. It is the fourth Sunday of Advent is at the latest 24th December.
Yeah.
Okay. Phrase 11. Now, I knew I'd have to ask you this. Was bedeutet die?
DH stands for Das Heist.
See, I'm getting all these Christian holidays and sort of, right, das heißt der erste Advent kann zwischen dem 27. November und dem 3. Dezember sein. I know I've got that wrong.
Well, almost, because we've got dem, this is the dative, so it, der erste Advent kann zwischen dem 27. November und dem 3. Dezember sein.
Right. All of which means that the first Advent can be between the 27th November and December 3rd.
Yeah, and this year it is actually on December the 3rd. That's the first Sunday in December. And so this time we don't have the first Advent Sunday in November. It all depends on when Christmas is.
Right.
And this year, Christmas Eve and the 4th of Advent is on the same day. Hence, the 4th Sunday of Advent cannot be any later than Christmas.
Right. I think I'm there. Shall we rewind? Angelica's going to read the sentences in perfect German, and I'm going to follow with the English. Back to the beginning. Phrase one.
Der Volkstrauertag ist ein staatlicher Feiertag am vorletzten Sonntag vor dem ersten Advent.
I can relax now and just speak English. Remembrance Day or National Day of Mourning is a public holiday on the penultimate Sunday before first Advent. Phrase two.
Es, not er. Es wird an die Soldaten gedacht, die in Kriegen oder Konflikten gestorben sind.
Translation and message from Freya. Saying that's right. Okay. Very good. And translation of phrase two. It commemorates the soldiers who have died in wars or conflicts. Phrase three.
Buß- und Betag ist immer an einem Mittwoch. Half sentence.
Okay. Repentance Day is always on a Wednesday. But.
Und?
Wait for the second part of the sentence.
Und 11 Tage vor dem ersten Advent.
And 11 days before the first Advent. Or first of Advent, sorry. Right, phrase five.
Er ist ein Tag der Besinnung für evangelische Christen.
And translation is? It's a day of reflection for Protestant Christians. Okay, next phrase. Phrase six.
Der Totensonntag ist am letzten Sonntag vor Advent.
The Sunday of the Dead is the last Sunday before Advent. I had to guess the last word because I couldn't see it.
Er wird auch oft Ewigkeitssonntag genannt.
So phrase seven translates to. It's also often called Eternity Sunday. Phrase eight.
Es ist ein Tag zur Erinnerung an die Verstorbenen.
Translates to, it's a day to remember the people who have died.
Die Daten der Adventssonntage wechseln von Jahr zu Jahr.
The dates of Advent Sundays change from year to year. Phrase 10.
Der vierte Adventssonntag ist spätestens der 24. Dezember.
I've got a message on the screen then. Where's that taking me? I've got it. Right. I'm still here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The fourth Sunday of Advent is on December 24th at the latest. Phrase 11.
Das heißt, der erste Advent kann zwischen dem 27. November und dem 3. Dezember sein.
And translation of phrase 11 is, that means that the first Sunday of Advent can be between November 27th and December 3rd. Third. My apologies for that. I got a message flashing across the screen there. Anyway, never mind. Yeah. Let's take that off screen. And I'm going to bring this on screen here. And I'm going to turn my camera off. Angelica, would you like to talk about? Well, would you like to talk about what's on screen?
Well, we did mention it last week, well, very briefly. We thought it might be good at time to talk about the numbers course that I have, an online course only about numbers, so numbers in German. And basically it covers counting, but not just 1 to 10 or anything like this. It actually, you can go up to a million. Telephone numbers, 24 and 12-hour clock. 12-hour clock is a bit more difficult. Currency, prices, sizes, a bit of math, and the ordinal numbers, which we mentioned earlier on, which depend on the gender and the case, which makes them a bit more complicated than English ones. And all that in one course, and there will be listening, reading, writing exercises. There is a quiz. I think I've covered everything about numbers that there is.
You'll be glad to hear that I'm going to retake the course. So in future episodes of Ask Angelica, I can read the dot numbers correctly, which is dependent on context. Okay. Are we?
That's it.
That's it.
Yep.
Okay, so let's have take a comment from Freya, which you may read. If you can, you see that?
Yeah, she's saying basically what I said. I couldn't remember when it stopped, but the Busan Biertag used to be a real holiday, so it was a day off, mm-hmm. and although people were encouraged to go to church. And Freya said that was until the 1990s. As far as I know, it was still a holiday when I was living in Germany, but I've been gone since 1982. So that's why I wasn't too sure when it stopped. Although I've got a sneaky feeling there is one state in the eastern part of Germany where it still is a holiday, but I would have to check that out again.
And thank you, Freya. Okay, and what I'm going to do is this. Hang on a minute, it took me a second, we're there. Yes, there we are. I've got it, you see. The numbers in Germany is now showing.
It's big. We are small. Okay.
Okay. All right. Angelica, would you like to close today's broadcast?
Yes, well, thank you for watching or listening. That was our second part about holidays in November. I think that it matches basically what holidays are, or church holidays in other countries as well. Because we have Remembrance Sunday and all things like this here in England. It is also because it's actually the end of the church year, and then come Advent, the new church year starts. But our next session will also be in December, and I haven't quite found anything yet. Well, I haven't really looked yet, but my idea is we might have a look at a recipe for German biscuits and those phrases.
That sounds good.
I haven't looked yet for one or found one yet, but I thought that might be a nice one for December.
We can cook them together, then you can eat them.
That would be very unfair, though, would it?
Over to Freya. And Freya is saying Angelica in Saxony is...
Okay, so I was right. There is still one state where the Wednesday is a public holiday or a church holiday where people don't have to go to work.
Right.
So there we are.
To everybody who's watched this live, thank you, and have a great weekend. And as Angelica said, we'll be back in 2 weeks' time, possibly baking cakes.
Well, cheers from Mia, and a special thank you to Freya.
And cheers from Mia, and another special thank you to Freya and to everybody who's watched live today. Bye for now. Bis später.
Cheers.
If I can press the stop button, we'll be out of here. Right. Okay.